the streets, to the seas. Vectis Radio DAB is the breeze.
Got a special guest in the studio. His name's Roy, and it doesn't sound like, you know, it should be something linked with Fantasy Con, but then I think, no, Roy, that is quite a trendy name, and perhaps it could be a Fantasy Con name. Plus, I found out lots about it as well, and we're going to find out lots more in the next 10 minutes or so. So welcome, Roy. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Just move a little bit closer to that microphone, yep. Sir, if you don't mind. Did you bring your TARDIS with you?
No, unfortunately, I couldn't get a parking permit out of the local authority to park it on the green, so I've had to leave it in stasis.
Leave it alone. All right, so look, this is Fantasy Con for the fifth time.
Yes, it is. This is the fifth time we've dusted off the TARDIS and gone and made a nuisance for ourselves at One Leisure of Medina. So we're putting the island's favourite Comic-Con on again.
Right. Now, look, I've seen it, I know about it, I've heard about it. I don't know too much about it when it comes down to, because now I know how to spell it as well. I mean, you know, that's a start. But just briefly tell us, what is Fantasy Con?
Fantasy Con is an all-inclusive, open and friendly event which we put on the Isle of Wight. It takes place over the one day. This year we're on Saturday, 24th of October. We're at the One Medina Leisure Centre. They're letting us have the car park for free, which is always a bonus. One less thing got to worry about is pay and display. What we do is we open the doors up and we invite people to come along and indulge in their cosplay or their fandom and meet other people on the island who are into that fandom. So you've probably seen the cosplayers taking part in the carnivals around the island. They're a massive part of our event. They come along, they interact with everybody. Plus we have a ton of activities that we put on for people to come along, engage with, have fun with, spend the day with us, generally just having loads and loads of fun. Plus they get the opportunity of meeting some stars of stage and screen. This year, very excited, our headline guest is Mr. Paul McGann, who was the 8th Doctor in the Doctor Who film from way back in the late 80s, early 90s. Plus, we've got a gentleman called Brian Muir, who, if you like your Star Wars, this is the guy who created Darth Vader. He also created various other droids and a lot of the Stormtrooper outfits, but this is the man that sculpted that incredibly iconic face mask and the breastplate and the rest of the outfit.
Wow, so you got special guest Paul McGann. I mean, he's quite a big name, isn't he?
He is indeed. He's not only was he Doctor Who, but he's also been in films such as With Nail and I, that going back in the mist of time. Plus, very, very recently, if you're a fan of the murder mystery genre of TV show and you've caught the Mark Gatiss program Bookish, he was in the last episode of the first series playing the hotel manager.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that he's been in. The whole family's been in, actually. They come from a big family of actors, don't they? Last year, indeed, you had Sylvester McCoy, so you're going down the actual Doctor Who front again.
Yes, this year we've decided to go with Paul because he's a lovely bloke. I've met him a couple of times and he's a really, really nice fella. Very, very friendly, very approachable. And it's just coincidence that his diary happened to marry up with ours, but
excellent. So what does the TC stand for then in Fantasy? So we're going to strip it. I'm stripping it all back because I know nothing. I want to be at the end of this. I want to know more and I want to be absorbed so I can tell everybody else.
Indeed. Well, Fantasy Con fan, fan as in fandom. TC is traders and conventioneers, and con for convention.
There you go. I've learnt something. That's a good start, isn't it? So, look, this is going on. I would imagine this is an all-day thing, isn't it?
Yeah, we open the doors at 10 a.m. We're being opened by the lovely Mr. Quigley MP. He's cutting our ribbon for us. We're opening up at 10 a.m. We're going right through to 4 p.m. Various things happening during the course of the day, including our island-famous cosplay competition. This year, we've made a small change to it. We've moved it from the end of the day to the middle of the day. So people can get details of this from our website, which is www.fantccon.com. And that's fantccon.com. Go on there. All the details and timings and whatnot are all there for you. We're also going to put a link up on the station website for you.
Okay, brilliant. Now, look, somebody said to me yesterday, when I said you were coming in, they said, oh, are you going? And I said, I'm not sure. And they said, oh, what would you wear if you were? Is it one of those things where you dress up?
It is, if you want to. We get an awful lot of people who, for the first time ever, decide they want to dress up and they want to go out. And they come along to us because they know we're friendly, we're open, we're non-judgmental in any way, shape or form. Some people get all their kit, all their outfit from online retailers. That's fine. You're the one wearing it. You're the character. We welcome you as much as we do matey that's stitched every last bit of their costume by hand. We welcome you all. You don't have to come in yet out in costume. Equally, we welcome you all.
What sort of outfits are we wearing then?
Well, personally, I like to get dressed up as the Brigadier from Doctor Who, which is the army officer. We've got people that dress up as Iron Man. There's one young gentleman I know has got a full head-to-toe plastic with a whole thing that goes up, and it's incredible outfit. We have people come from various genre of the Star Wars films, everything from Boba Fett to Stormtroopers. We get a lot of people coming as anime characters and game characters from gameplay. They're very, very popular, as well as all of the Marvel Universe and the DC Universe. And we even get Star Trek officers.
Wow. So I'm guessing that there's a reason why it's in October, because you wouldn't want that in the summer, because it'd be too blooming hot, wouldn't it?
No, to wear not all at that all. Gear. No, it's very, very uncomfortable wearing this stuff. The first time we ever did FantasyCon was in the late August bank holiday.
Right.
And it was one of those August bank holidays that was hot, and I think we ended up with more puddles on the floor from people
sweating yeah.
than we did anything else. It was horrendous. So we moved it to a cooler part of the year. Plus, it means that we're not impacting people's school holidays and the holiday they want to go away for a summer holiday from the island. So it just makes it a little bit easier for people to budget and a little bit easier to plan.
Now, we should mention that it's sponsored by Red Funnel.
It is.
Red Funnel do a lot of work for a lot of people in the community, and they do get a lot of what I think nonsense press, but I think there's a lot of stuff that people do not see, and they do support things like this event, which is a good thing. So well done to them. And it's in aid of the MS Society, Multiple Sclerosis Society.
Yes, indeed. We've partnered up with the Islanders branch of the Multiple Sclerosis Society. A lot of people, unless you have the disease or you have relatives that have the disease, don't realise we've got our own Islands branch. They go out and they help, and they give vouchers to help support with complementary therapies to patients who have MS on the Isle of Wight, to try and help them to deal with the disease and its horrible symptoms. They also offer signposting to services whereby you can get help from both the NHS and mental health services to come to terms with what having MS really means. And so we feel it's really, really important to support that work on top of everything else.
And there's an extra added reason why you're involved with that, isn't there?
There is indeed. My dearly beloved is an MS sufferer. She has multiple sclerosis herself. And so we like to support those not quite so well off as us, that we're able to engage with these services directly, and the MS Society on the island helps people bridge that gap.
Excellent. Well, I wish you all the best with raising money for that, because that's a really fabulous charity, and the funds will, it's the Isle of Wight branch of so the funds will stay here on the Isle of Wight. So put this in your diary, peeps. It's the 24th of October. It's a Saturday. It's on from 10 till 4. It's at Medina Leisure Centre in Newport. Now, I'm going to ask you a quirky question now, because you brought in a poster. The poster looks excellent. It really stands out. I love the colours on it. But there's one thing you've got to change. Should we mention that Nick Joseph is sadly no longer with us? He was originally booked up to do this.
He was sadly
not here anymore.
Yes, it's very, very sad that we heard a couple of weeks ago that he passed away unexpectedly. So we stand with the rest of the Comic-Con community around the country, sending our greatest condolences to his wife and family. It was a big shock, and it's something that we're all still coming to terms with.
Sure. And so with that said, I mean, at some point you've got to replace, and you've got to announce it. When can we look forward to an announcement of who is who's the extra star that's coming along?
I've got a few little boxes to tick. I've got a few calculations to make to find out what's left in the budget, and then hopefully we'll know in the next week. who's going to be taking that coveted third guest slot. But there are a few people in that have been offered to us at the moment, and it's just working out which would be the best fit and which one we can legitimately afford.
Okay, which makes perfect sense, doesn't it? So that's going to be announced soon.
Yes.
Posters are going out, but you still can get a ticket now if you wanted.
Yes, indeed. If people want to go along to our website at fantcon.com, there's a big box there on the page to buy your tickets. Click at the link there. That takes you through to our ticketing partner. They will then give you various options for different tickets, and exclusively for Vectis Radio listeners this afternoon, I can tell you that if once you've selected your ticket and hit the buy button, if you put in the code VECTIS2026, that's VECTIS2026, that will take an adult ticket from £23 down to £20 and an under 15s ticket from £15 down to £12.
Wow, wouldn't you? Thank you for that. And I say, the thing is, I'm just now looking at people thinking, if they're going in twos, okay, you've just saved yourself £6.
£6.
Okay, if there's four of you, you've just saved yourself £12.
Exactly.
So do the maths and, you know, get on that link as soon as you possibly can, because otherwise you're going to miss out financially.
Indeed.
And you might find out that all the tickets are sold. How many people can actually go?
We've got the legal maximum is 1,000.
1,000 people, and I guess that's. Would you spend the whole day there? Would you be there for the 6 hours? Would you be for?
You could easily spend all day with us. You could turn up at 10 a.m. when we open the doors. You could make a beeline for the Doctor Who zone, where we've got the full size TARDIS leads you into a corned off zone where we're going to have at least 4 Daleks, possibly more. I'm in negotiation. We've got other monsters like a Sea Devil and Cybermen. Plus, we've got an interactive entranceway where you go through the TARDIS, so it's literally as if walking into the TARDIS itself. You can then pop across the corridor and you'll be in the Star Wars Cantina, whereby we've got the guys from Scrapyard Props coming along. They've got make your own droid assembly bits and what have you. You can go down the road to the mindfulness colouring area, we're being supported there by Connect Isle of Wight, another island charity. So you can have a little bit of a sit and a chill out. Then pop down the corridor again, you'll have Nick Ponting and wonderful Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. That backs onto the Brick Zone, which is sponsored by Red Funnel, whereby you can sit and play with Lego to your heart's content. Other building blocks are available. Come out of that and spend 20 minutes playing one of our 5 retro PC console games. So if you were a whiz at Street Fighter on the PSP, we've got it. After that, pop next door again to the wonderful people coming across from the Hampshire and Dorset Ghostbusters Society. They're bringing a 15-foot Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man, amongst other things.
Right.
And a Ghostbusters vehicle. All kinds of fun stuff there. Across again for another aisle from them, we've got what we're calling Hogsmeade. We've got a flying Fald Anglia, so from the Weeping Willow episode of the Harry Potter films. We've got a make your own howler station. We've got a Dobby you can pose with, a Hedwig, a Nimbus 2000. We're going to have a mock-up of the Great Hall with floating candles and all that kind of jazz. We've got a Nerf shooting gallery. We've got the 10 Forward Cafe Lounge. We've got the cosplay competition at midday, which you'll need to sign up for before the event, taking part in the competition itself. Prizes will be handed out and are being sponsored by people like Heroes in the Art and in Town Centre. We've got the Q&A panels with our lovely guests Paul and Brian. We've got a trading card auction, so if you like your trading cards, bring them along before the start of the day, hand them over, you'll get a receipt and a evaluation for the ticket. That will then go into an auction at the end of the day for people to bid for your cards. We've got the video vault. This is wonderful. We started this off as a fun thing, then happened as a shop in Newport Town Centre, whereby it's had some play from the BBC and Isle of Wight County Press. We're having it on steroids at our event. We're going to have 3 screens whereby you can come along and watch old episodes on old VHS cassette tapes of Doctor Who and Blake 7 and Star Trek and who knows what else. Plus the lovely guys at Corkhead Comics are coming along and they're going to be launching a new comic. So there's plenty to do all day.
Wow, you take a breath there.
Occasionally, and at some point I'm going to get a cup of coffee.
Now, you mentioned cafe.
Yes.
But what you haven't mentioned is food. Will there be food there for people who are going to be there for 6 hours?
We've got the lovely guys from the Isle of Wight Bacon Company.
Right.
Who had...
Now you're talking.
Yes. They've got a whacking great big trailer food truck that trades as food from the farm. They do the most incredible crepes. If you ever get the if you ever see them, we came across them at Chale. If you ever get the chance to try their crepes, they are incredible. They do teas, coffees, the whole nine yards. So they're going to be there. We've also got the guys, I think they're called Dirty Fries Cummings, which do the fries with all kinds of toppings and that. They're coming along as well. So we've got you covered for food as well.
Excellent. Good stuff. That's what I was a bit worried about. I was thinking, what am I going to do for food? You mentioned a cafe. I'm thinking, yeah, coffee. They ain't going to cut it. But, you know, that sounds great. That sounds awesome. That really does. If there were people that were wanting to be involved, having a store or anything like that, can they do that? And if so, how do they do it?
Certainly. If somebody's interested in having a stall at our little event, we still have some spaces available. Again, go to the wonderful website www.fantasycon.com. About just under the part on the page about buy your tickets here, you'll then find the traders section. Hit the traders link, that will take you through again to our ticketing partner, and you'll find all the various sizes of trading spaces and prices there. I don't know what they are off the top of my head, I'm afraid. It takes you all through. It's dead simple. It's literally a case of click here, put your money in here, and it's done. It's so simple, and then we can be done. If you're interested in helping out as a volunteer, again, go to our website, go to the top bar. You'll see in the menu there, contact us. That will produce a contact form. Drop us an email through the contact form, and we'll be in touch.
Fantastic. And obviously, if you want to go and just be there,
just buy a ticket.
You've got to get yourself a ticket, and you've got to get it before the 24th of October, because that's when it's happening.
Indeed.
Medina Leisure Centre. I'm not going to say be there or be square, but be there, because everyone else will.
Yes,
won't
definitely
they?
And don't forget your Vectis 2026 code in the discount to get your discount off
and save £3 a ticket.
Did
Get yourself 4 tickets, save yourself £12. Simple as that, isn't it?
Bargain.
Brilliant. Thank you, Roy, for coming in. Hopefully we'll see you again before the event.
And absolute pleasure.
Anything else you want to say before you go?
No, only everyone that's out there at the moment, enjoy the heat, keep safe, keep well, and keep on geeking.
Thank you, Roy.